stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, April 11th, and Stephanie's in the studio right here with me on time, every time.
On time. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Sammy. Does anyone call you Sammy?
Sometimes people do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. What do you feel about it?
Okay, then call me Sammy. What can I tell you?
You're okay with it, though?
I'm okay with it. Yeah,
okay.
Sure, whatever.
All right.
Call me whatever. Call me a jerk, too. I'll go with that.
Oh, I will be sure to. Something jerky.
Yeah, so welcome after a long weekend. Well, it wasn't really long, but it was a weekend, nevertheless.
It was a weekend. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. We went to lunch with some family yesterday and stuff, and that was the extent of the excitement. No, but
that's
weekends are like, you know, it's like on Sundays I sleep until 11, and that is like unheard of for me.
That's crazy.
I know, but I stay up late on Saturday, and then I just want to wake up naturally without the clock, you know?
Right.
And even when I do like 9 o'clock, it's just so nice under the blanket that I don't want to get up, you know?
11 o'clock? I don't even sleep that late.
I know.
I mean, I slept till 10 yesterday, which was late for me.
Yeah.
But I also have two big dogs, like, trying
That's
to wake
true.
Me up every
Yeah, they
moment.
Don't let you sleep in, huh?
Oh, God. They're like kids, you know? You have kids. It's a pain in the ass sometimes.
Yeah.
But they're so wonderful, though.
Those are big dogs. I mean, you brought them down here the other day.
I did.
And they're very big, huh? You like big dogs.
You think I was lying to you? I wasn't just saying that I have big dogs. No, I have two big dogs. They're awesome. Actually, the parking guy, Carlos? Carlos, he loves German Shepherds, and one of mine is a German Shepherd, and he was like, in heaven, he was taking pictures of him. He was like, I'll
really?
Keep him. He's like, yeah, he's like, I'll watch him for you. I'll watch him for you. He was so sweet.
Wow.
But yeah, I brought him here on Friday because we went to the dog park after.
Yeah, and how was the dog park?
Oh, you know, it's the dog park. Have you ever been to the dog park?
No, I've seen it, like on Balboa or something, or what street is it on? Do you go here in the valley?
No, there's a couple.
Oh,
I see.
I
go to the
one,
actually, off of Mulholland.
Okay.
So, over the hill. So, when I go, you know, from my house, to go into the valley, I turn left on Mulholland.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there's dog parks everywhere, Sam.
Yeah.
And
now, when you're at a dog park, do you still have to pick up their shit after them?
Yeah. What?
You do, right? But how can you tell their shit from someone else's?
Well,
you kind running
have to,
around.
You kind of have to watch your dog. Sometimes you don't know and you don't see your dog go to the bathroom. So, but you, like, sometimes I'll just walk around and clean up.
Really?
Dog's poop.
Other dogs?
Because you don't want to step in it. And then it's all over your shoe.
Oh, my God.
I was convinced one day, I was driving home from the dog park, and I smelled shit. And I was in my car, and I was like, oh, my God, what? And I'm yelling at the dogs, thinking that they have it on their paws. So every time I stop at the stoplight, I'm looking at their paws. And I'm like, who has shit? And I can't find it. I can't find it. I get home. It is on the bottom of my sandal.
Oh, my God.
And I was so pissed. I was like, fuck.
Oh,
and
man.
I was yelling at them, and I felt terrible.
How disgusting, man.
It's lovely.
I know. I can't believe that people leave, you know, dog shit behind them. You know,
I know.
It's just so careless on their part, you know.
They're just lazy.
And someone like that deserves, you know, dog shit in front of their house. You know, that's what they deserve.
Okay, Sam, you can do that.
At the front door.
Oh, like from what's it called? What's that movie where they threw shit? Oh, Billy Madison, didn't they throw?
Oh, I never seen the movie,
oh,
so I don't
know. Oh, my God.
They were throwing shit around.
I think he, like, lights poop on fire or something, and he throws it. I think that's what it is. I can't remember. It's been so long. And he throws it at people's doors, and he runs away. It's so disgusting.
Burning shit.
Yeah, it's so bad. But I think it's from Billy Madison. I'm pretty sure. I can't believe you haven't seen that movie. It's hilarious.
No, I'm not crazy about Adam Sandler at all. Oh. I don't know, so I didn't see it.
I think he's...
You think he's funny?
I mean, you know, there's a couple of his movies that are awesome.
Yeah.
And then there's some that are not good at all.
I know. People either love him or hate him. There's nothing much in between. You know?
I know. He's just okay.
He's a good actor, you know. I don't know. I don't enjoy his humor. I don't know. Whatever.
Well,
Who cares?
Who's your favorite? Do you have a favorite actor?
I like Chris Rock. As far as his comedians, yeah. Chris Rock is my favorite, you know.
Have you seen him live?
You don't go anywhere. No, not live, no. Have you?
No.
Yeah.
I've seen his stuff on, what, HBO, I think? They play that stuff.
Yeah, HBO and YouTube.
He's awesome.
Yeah. He's really funny, you know?
Yeah, he is dirty.
Yeah.
He is dirty. I mean, people think we're dirty, Sam, but right. He is dirty.
But he's right in a lot of things, you know?
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's why he's so amazing. I would love to go see him, actually. Another one of my favorite comedians is Nick Schwartzen. Do you know who he is?
Mm.
I would love to get him on our show.
Yeah?
Yes. Do you watch Reno 911?
No, I don't watch that either. You keep asking me about things.
Okay.
I realize I haven't seen anything.
Give me a list of things you have seen, and then we'll work from there.
Okay.
He is an actor, and he kind of got his debut on Reno 911. He became known for that. But
right. He
played this really, really funny stalker gay rollerblader, and he would stalk the cops because it's all about... These cops, they're awful, first of all.
Yeah.
They're in Reno.
Yeah.
You know?
I know the picture with the shorts, the guys wearing shorts.
Yes, yes. You know exactly. Okay, so the show's really funny. So he was a recurring role on it, and he's a comedian as well. And I just saw him last month do stand-up. He's so fun. Like, I think he's so random and weird, but he's awesome. I would love to get him on the show. Maybe we can make that happen. So.
Yeah, maybe. Do you go to comedy shows sometimes around town?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Some are horrible.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like a crapshoot. You never know if it's going to be funny or not. You know?
I know.
So you just try. And.
But I give them a lot of credit. Like, could you go up there and
No.
I couldn't either.
No.
It would be such a disaster.
If I bombed.
I would start crying on stage.
I know. Crawl under the carpet or something. Man.
I could never do it. But I do like to go there.
Yeah.
You know, depending. But mostly to people that I know or like somewhat are somewhat known.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not amateur night.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
open mic. I know.
I saw one of the worst amateur nights over at the Improv,
really?
On Melrose.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. I felt so bad. Every single person was awful.
Really?
But this girl got up there, and she was cute girl, got up there, and she did a monologue. Like, not stand up, just a monologue.
Really?
And I felt so bad, like nobody laughed. So I started laughing just to like
make her feel bad.
Because I or feel good because I just felt so bad for her.
Uh-huh.
But it was bad. Like my heart was breaking. It just hurt because it was so painful to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not a big fan of amateur night.
Oh well.
Oh well. Moving on, Sam.
Yeah.
On the way in here, I saw a billboard of Seinfeld.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever watch that show?
Oh yeah, I
okay.
love Seinfeld.
Okay.
You see, there you go. I watched.
There
some
we
shows.
Go, Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, one of the tagline on there says a show about nothing, and I was like, that's our show.
Yeah.
We're like the Seinfeld of radio. Our show is about absolutely nothing. I've told all my friends. We're not going anywhere. I've told all my friends about it, and they're like, that's great. What do you talk about? And I was like. Really? I have no idea. We don't really talk about anything. If you have a topic, call in.
Yeah. Well, we seem to come up with a lot of them.
We
so,
do.
You
we
know.
Just have a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. About nothing. Definitely.
About nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to your weekend. So that's all you did.
That's all I did, really, yeah. And let me see. Saturday. What did I do Saturday? Nothing, really.
This
I don't
so exciting,
do much on the
Sam.
Weekend. You know, I mean, I like trips, but when we take them, I like long trips. You know, I don't like just a day trip or something.
Okay.
You know? Like, I wouldn't drive to San Diego and come back the same day. You know, it's just not fun.
Well, yeah.
But these are ways to get out of town, you know. So, I don't know. I like taking trips, you know, but it doesn't happen often,
right.
unfortunately. So.
Right. Well, you have Monday through Friday, you're here.
Where do you like to travel? Do you like Vegas?
You know, for 3 days, I like Vegas.
Yeah,
that's
about it. Huh?
I can't handle any more than that.
I know.
Can you?
No, I can't even handle two. Barely.
Do you gamble?
No, I don't gamble. That's a thing, you know. And I used to live in Vegas. I lived there twice, in the 70s and in the 90s.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Why?
And it was such a different place. Well, that's where I landed when I came from Israel. I had some family in Vegas, so that's where I stayed.
Did you like it, though?
At the time, in the 70s, yeah. It was an awesome place.
Really?
Yeah, big party town, you know. I mean, it's
not
like
much has changed
anything
there.
Goes. Anything goes, man, you know.
But it was cool in the
70s. Yeah. Smoking weed and Chevy vans and water beds in the back and things like that. Yeah.
Wow.
That was the 70s, man.
Oh, you know, that was the time.
Yeah.
That was the hippies.
Great time to be a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. We've got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I want to congratulate Stephanie on her official opening show.
Oh, thank you. It's St. Louis Steve. I can recognize the voice.
Hi, Sammy.
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
I just had to follow her wording on your name there, Sammy.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
So you're going to call me Sammy, too, now?
Hey, if she's calling you Sammy, I'm calling you Sammy.
Cool.
So how are you, Steve?
Pretty good for a Monday. I have about 2 cups of coffee in me, so I can at least think a little bit.
Yeah, well,
sounds
that's good.
Yeah.
And I did have a subject that you guys might want to talk about.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know what mushrooms are? I mean,
like shrooms?
Like shrooms?
Shrooms. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a whole bunch of different kinds. So.
Right.
It's a wide subject, but this particular kind I'm talking about, not the magic mushrooms. I'm talking about morels. And it is that time of the year. It's that season where we're all anticipating these morels popping up because they are so delicious.
Oh, so you eat those mushrooms. You don't smoke them or anything.
Well, you could smoke them, I guess, if you wanted to, but I've got actually a published recipe in a cookbook on how to make morels, fried morels.
Really?
Wait, so where do you live, Steve, that all these mushrooms are popping up?
In the Midwest, St. Louis area, where I go mushroom hunting is out in the wild, way in back in the woods, and I can't tell you where it is because I'd have to. Well, first off, if you went mushroom hunting with me, I'd probably have to blindfold you.
Oh, so okay. So we can't find them. I see.
Yeah.
Wow, this is top secret.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's very. You know, we protect our area where they pop up, you know. So, I just thought I'd call in and say, you know, because I know it's a really, you know, it's not just in this area. It's probably throughout the whole world, really, where there's this very seasonal, and it's the timing is really like, you know, at a certain point that's when they come up, and you got to get them.
So
when is it?
When's the, like, it starts now in April, and then when does it go to?
Right. There's early ones that's starting to pop up now, and then there's like about 2 or 3 waves of the same crop of mushrooms.
Yeah.
There's, you know, and if you've not ever tasted a morel,
I haven't.
You simply must taste it. They are like better than eating steak.
I don't think there's anything better than eating pussy, man. Well, thanks for changing the subject.
Steak.
I mean, the mushrooms.
No.
Yeah, the mushrooms things is kind of like.
Can you send us some? I've never had a morel.
Yeah, I could work something out.
There we go.
Yeah, because I'm going to be getting some fresh ones soon.
Okay.
And it is a very special technique on how to prepare them. And cook them, and also it's. I could send you. I'm actually did a research paper on them, the whole subject too. So I'm really into it, and I know there's many, many people that are really into it.
Well,
so
we'll look it up and see, man, for sure.
Yeah, and I just thought it would be a good subject to talk about. Probably some other people.
I don't know about subject to talk about. I mean, it's interesting that you're bringing up mushrooms, but I don't know how much debate we can have over this, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, that's true.
But thank you for telling us about it, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah.
Please send
I'll think of another debatable type subject.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
I'll be
Steve.
Listening.
Thanks
okay,
so much for
thanks
calling,
so much, Steve.
Steve.
Have a good
You're
one.
You
Take
too.
Care. Bye. Okay. Bye. I love that he just randomly said they're better than eating pussy. I was like, what is happening right now? He seemed like a sweet like, Midwest man. Like he was so sweet, and all of a sudden that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
God.
He's used to the old shows. That's how we used to talk in the old shows. So he's excited that we've got a new show and
cleaned
everything.
Up your act a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny is
I out of necessity.
I thought when he was talking about shrooms, I thought he was going to talk about drugs.
Right? I know.
And one of my favorite stories is a friend of mine. Have you ever done shrooms?
Yes, once.
Okay.
Did
you love it? Because everybody seems to love it.
I know, but you know what? I never got to the point of getting high because I threw up. They tasted like shit.
Oh
so I never
God.
Got high off of
it. You just ate it and right away you puked?
Yeah, because it tasted like shit.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. Okay,
I guess you should eat it with something, huh?
Well, apparently you have to.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try that again.
Yeah.
Maybe one day I'll give you a shroom when we come. I don't have shrooms. I'm kidding. I don't know.
Sure, I'll take any drug. What the hell?
Well, I've never tried it, but a friend of mine, I won't say his name in case he gets mad at me for saying this, but one of my favorite drug stories of his is he used to do a lot of different drugs in college, and he had done shrooms prior this one time, but him and his friends wanted to do it one day, so he called up his friend who has shrooms and said, hey, you know, me and my friends are looking to do some. Do you have any? And the guy and his friend's like, yeah, I'll bring some over. So he brings the shrooms over to my friend, and he's like, dude, this stuff is really potent. Like, do not take the whole thing. Please tell your friends, just eat half of it. And my friend's like, yeah, just give it to me. Okay. So that guy leaves, and I keep trying to say his name. We'll call him
Joe.
There we go, Joe. So Joe's friends come over and he gives them the shrooms. Now he doesn't tell them.
Really?
He doesn't tell them. They eat the whole thing. And my friend Joe is like, what is this? Like, it doesn't, you know, he's like, I don't know why he said this, whatever. Within like, I don't know how long it takes before it starts affecting you. Within like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes. They all start freaking out.
Whoa.
They're all like, oh, fuck. Like, what is happening? Like, freaking out, right?
Wow.
So Joe was like, I'm going to call my friend who's got this really trippy drug apartment, right? Like, the whole, like, and this was back in what, like, the 90s maybe?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, lava lamps, the whole thing. You know what I'm talking about. So they go over to her apartment. They drive. Uh-huh. Joe drives his car with his friends. And she lives in like a cul-de-sac, so there's not much foot traffic, there's not much traffic to begin with,
right.
And park their car, go in there, and they're in there for like an hour and a half, like chilling out, because they are freaking out, all of them. They leave the place, they come down, they turn the corner to where their car is parked in the middle of the cul-de-sac, all four doors open, and the car is running. And they all just look at each other and they don't say a word.
Whoa.
And they walk to the car and get in.
Wow.
That's how fucked up they were.
Yeah.
Like, that is how I can't even imagine being that messed
up. I can't
up.
Imagine driving like that.
I right?
Mean, yeah.
Like, you
That's
leave the car
crazy.
Doors open.
Yeah.
I thought that is one of my favorite stories.
Yeah. You see, I'd be scared to get that fucked up, you know? I mean, that's too much. It's too much.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I couldn't, I don't know. And it lasts for what, 6 hours? I don't know.
I have no idea, but I know when you eat drugs, it takes longer for it to kick in, but then it lasts longer, you know?
When you eat drugs, can you eat more
than
that?
Yeah, like weed and, you know, there's a lot of marijuana edibles and things like that.
Yes, there are.
You know? But they don't do anything for me. I don't know why. I wish they did.
Wait a second. When you
eat? I can eat anything with marijuana in it. It doesn't affect me. You know, I have to smoke it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I've never tried eating it. I've smoked it.
Yeah.
And I had one bad time where I freaked out on pot.
I think everybody's had that time, you know?
I've had one bad time where I thought I was dying.
Was that at the beginning when you first smoked? Or?
No, I actually, I went to, okay, so Star Wars, the third installment,
right?
Sucked. Whatever. 1, 2, and 3 sucked. I'm not a fan. George Lucas, thanks a lot. Anyway, so there was a bunch of, I was married at the time, and there was a bunch of my friends. There was like 20 of us, and we were going to opening night.
Mm.
We got tickets at the Arclight, and we were across the street at this restaurant called Off Vine. Do you know Off Vine?
No.
It's a really cute little really great restaurant off Vine.
Right.
Hence the name. So they're so smart.
Yeah.
So we go, we have dinner there, and I'm not eating a lot because I was vegetarian at the time, so I just had this salad. But I guess it wasn't enough for me to eat and then smoke pot, because apparently that didn't work out. So I go in the car. So after we go eat, we go into the car, and it's me and my husband and a friend of ours, and we hotbox in the car, right?
Really?
So, you know, we roll up all the windows, and we smoke a lot of pot. So I'm really stoned. Totally stoned, like totally
with the windows rolled up? Wow.
Well, yeah, so that's hotboxing it. So
die.
You just, well.
I've never heard of
you
that.
You've never
before.
Heard that?
No.
Yeah, that's what hotboxing is. So.
Really?
Look, I taught you something.
Yeah, there you
us
go.
Kids
you know?
These days.
Yeah, you see, that's a trivia question you should ask me.
No, I want a good trivia question from you.
Yeah.
So we're now in the ArcLight, and we have an entire row because there's 20 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's on the end, and then I'm right next to him. And the previews come up, or the trailers, whatever, come up. And all of a sudden, the room starts spinning. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, I am going to die. And literally, like, these are my thoughts. I'm like, I am going to die. I need to get out of here. And so I start, like, I'm literally spinning. And I'm like, I start to hyperventilate.
Wow.
And I think I'm going to puke. And I turned to my husband, and I was like, babe, I need to go. I'm going to die. He's like, you are not going to die. You are fine. And I was like, we have got to get out of here. I think, like, the room's closing in. Like, I can't breathe. He's like, sit down. I am not missing Star Wars for this. And he was so serious. So he wouldn't take me out. So I started to, like, cry in my seat. And he was like, you're fine. You're fine. And he was like, he started to rub my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, that calmed me down. And I was like, okay, I'm okay. I'm okay. So I made him rub my arm the entire movie, because
really?
That was the only way I could calm down, because I really thought I was dying.
Wow.
Just on pot. I can't imagine. See, this is what I mean. I can't imagine me on, like, shrooms or acid.
Yeah, that would be too much, man.
I'd be a mess.
Yeah.
I would be such a mess. I don't ever want to see that.
I know. But you know, pot in the 70s was, like, so natural. You know, everybody would smoke it. And, yeah, we would sit inside vans. And, you know, because that was, like, the hottest thing then, like, a Chevy van and stuff. People would do all kinds of paint jobs on there, and like I said, water beds. We drive with 8-track tapes. Do you even know what those are?
I've heard of them. I don't know maybe I've seen them. I don't know. They were
they're like really bulky and big, you know, and that was like they were supposed to replace cassette tapes, but it never caught on really. But I remember those.
Right.
And so we would listen to music. I remember Doobie Brothers and Eagles and,
nice,
you know, that
Eagles.
Sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, I had a pretty good, you know, teenage years, and I enjoy them. But they were filled with smoke and pot.
Well, did you go to Burning Man?
No,
you
but
have
I've
not?
Wanted to. No.
I would think that you would.
Why?
Because, well, I mean, you're older than me. You're not old by any means, Sam.
Thank you. Wow.
But you're older than me. But a lot of, like, my ex-husband went, and it was, I think it's up north more in, like, the middle of
right,
you
the
know about
middle
it.
Middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah
I
yeah.
do
okay.
know about it. Definitely.
I would just think, like, you know, that would be right up your alley, but maybe not.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you should take your wife.
Right maybe now. I should, yeah.
Maybe
that maybe
should be
I
your
shouldn't.
Trip. Maybe that should be, or not. Maybe not.
Yeah, I like the freedom there. A wife would be too confining.
Okay, never mind. Don't bring the wife. But they're like, I don't know. A friend of mine was telling me about it, and my husband wanted to take me, and I was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like hippies. Like
it is like hippies, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never been a hippie, so I don't, you know, I don't really know that I would belong there, but the idea is really fascinating to me, you know, just like no money, you know, you do barter and everything.
Oh yeah,
you know?
That's right, that's how that
yeah
works,
you don't
right?
buy anything, right? You have to bring your own or you barter for other things.
That's crazy.
But yeah, you can't use money there or anything.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much drugs is going on there.
Oh.
I would imagine quite a bit, huh?
I don't think anybody is of sound mind there, honestly.
Yeah.
I think everybody's pretty fucked up.
Really?
Well, you're in the desert, like, for days on end. It's all these, like, artistic people, and there's music, and everybody's nude, and I don't know.
Sounds good.
I mean, I'm all about public nudity, but I don't know about that. I don't know if I could stand to be in a desert for that long, because it's like 2 weeks or a week
or
something.
I know, that's too much. Well, you don't have to stay for the whole thing, I would imagine.
Right.
But yeah, the way I travel, 5-star hotels, forget about it.
That doesn't really work.
I'm not sleeping in a tent.
Not for you. Where's your like favorite place that you've gone to thus far in your life?
Definitely Cape Town in South Africa.
Mm.
That is like the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
And, well, just the nature there. They have like the wine route where you have a lot of like green and and that. And then, you know, you go to the Cape and you can see the two oceans meet and stuff. You know, it's like kind of a big deal, you know.
Right.
The Atlantic and the Indian Ocean meet there. And, yeah, it's just at the southern tip of Africa. And it's beautiful. They have Table Mountain, and right underneath they have the beach.
Wow.
And it's just it's beautiful. If you look at pictures, you'll see. It's so I was really impressed there. And then as far as like more like an urban place, then Amsterdam is definitely my favorite, you know.
Because
everything looks better when you're high, you know. And you go to the museums there and everything after you stop at the coffee shops.
Oh,
and,
I love it.
It's amazing.
Besides,
you know,
so, the pot in the red light district, besides those two places,
no,
is
they
it
have
pretty?
Museums. It's pretty. It's very pretty.
Okay.
You know, they've got museums. It's all canals. You know?
Oh, like
so
Venice?
So it's really beautiful. Well, no, not really, because in Venice you have, there's not much area where you can walk. I mean, it's mostly water.
Right.
But
right.
here it's just canals, you know, it's sort of like, looks like a spider cobweb, you know, where it's like, they go around like in half circles and stuff, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then there's canals that cross them. So, yeah, it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. You know, and there's a lot of culture there. Have you been to Europe at all?
Yeah, I've been to Paris and London.
Oh, really?
Loved.
Yeah.
Loved.
How long ago were you there?
Oh, God. High school?
Really?
Quite some time ago.
Yeah, that's some time ago.
Yeah.
I was in London last year. I stopped over there on the way to Israel. And you know what? I realized I don't enjoy traveling alone anymore, you know? I mean, I was just going to Israel to be with the family, but I stopped there for a couple of days. I thought, what the hell, you know? Let's stop in London. I've wanted to be there for a while. And
did you like it?
Yeah, it was nice, you know, it was nice, but you don't enjoy it as much as when you go with someone, you know.
Well,
it's
no.
not the same. So I took like a tour of the city and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Took the underground, and you know, it was it's
the underground. What do
you mean? That's like the subway.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
So, yeah, so it's like it's a little different from the subway and stuff, but it's amazing how people live in other places, you know, like when, like during rush hour, I mean, those trains are like full, so full you can't even get in. And I don't know how people can do that every day, you know,
well,
riding like that
to
work and back.
Well, look at the trains
like
in
sardines.
India.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the trains in India?
India, yeah.
Like how people just pile
on
them.
Top of it. Yeah.
Like how do they even
And that's where
like
you
want
to go. You're dying to go there.
Come on, Sam. Let's go together. It'd be so fun.
I'm not going
you
to India.
You would hate me the first 5 minutes.
I'll stay in the airport.
You'd be like, what did you do?
Yeah.
What did you do to me? It's supposed to be amazing. I actually might go in September now.
Wow.
We'll see.
That'd
we'll
be cool.
See. But
so you're going for the spiritual thing there?
Yes, but also to work with this charity that I work with.
Oh, really?
I know.
Look
I do something good. Look at me.
Yeah.
You didn't know that about me.
No. Do you want to want to tell us about it?
Sure. I'd love to have the president on sometime, Seth.
Okay, the president of the organization.
Or
I thought
President
you meant Obama.
Obama.
Yeah.
Yes, or both. We could have Obama come on.
Yeah.
No, Seth Maxwell is actually the president. He started this organization called the Thirst Project, and we go and build wells for people that don't have any fresh water, and it gives people water for about 25 years, and it gives about 400 people water, and each well costs about $5,000. So it's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Like,
and where do they build those?
Depends. Like they, you know, they started. He started this 3 years ago, so. You know, people, he's going in September. I think he's starting in Ethiopia. He's going to Uganda. Then he's going to somewhere, and then Kenya, and then India.
Wow.
So I think I'm going to go to the tail
to the
end
India.
Of it.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go to like Kenya too, and then to India.
Don't
but
go there.
Why?
Don't go to Africa, man.
My friend is actually from Africa.
They chop off people's arms there.
Okay, settle down. Not everywhere in Africa.
No, not everywhere, you know, but I wouldn't take my chances.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to not go because I'm scared of you telling me that people chop their arms off. Thanks, Sam.
Now, and people disappear there. They've been known to disappear.
Okay, first of all, my friend, she's French. She's from St. Martin. Uh-huh. She's hopefully listening now. Hi, Cecile. But she's actually from the French side of St. Martin, and then she lived in Africa for a while. Mm. I don't remember where she lived, though. Yeah. I can't remember anything. But she, I mean, you know, she doesn't say anything horrible about it. She right. wasn't saying that, like, people she knew got their hands cut off. But I'm okay, sure she could steer me in the right direction.
Yeah.
But I do want to go. I want to go and do something good.
Yeah. You see, Africa is nice, but to me, the closest I'll get to Africa is South Africa, you know, which is more civilized. And I lived there for a year in 1998.
Oh, wow. For what? Yeah. Just because?
Just because I had a cousin there, and I had met a girl that lives there also. So I thought, what the hell, you know.
Why not?
Moved down there, lived there for a year. And it was amazing, you know. Yeah. I mean, there's no place like Africa as far as nature and stuff. You
yeah.
know? Oh, it's
I'm
just
sure.
absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's the extent of it, you know. And even there, it's dangerous. You know, people, you know, carjack you in the middle of the street. And it's very violent
but
there.
Don't you feel
know?
Like it's just like here, though? I mean, some places in
no,
L.A.,
No, it's not
really?
Like here, no.
It's worse, you think?
Are you kidding? I mean, that...
No, I'm being...
Yeah.
I that might sound really stupid.
No, it's not
like,
stupid.
But, like, I've never been there, so I would think that, you know, there is a lot of crime here, and there's a lot of crazy people here.
I guess, yeah. I guess, yeah. It's many people don't know what's going on there, but there's a lot of violence, you know, especially against white people and that, you know, because it's post-apartheid now. And then so many people are more empowered now and they feel, you know, that they have more freedom to do whatever they want and they get into crime and stuff. So a lot of people move away from there because almost everybody that you know or someone you know who knows somebody who's been attacked, you know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they'll invade your home. People live behind electric fences and stuff. Yeah. And yet it's like the most biggest concentration of wealth in Africa is right there
really?
In South Africa.
But
yeah.
you loved it. You loved living there.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
You
I enjoyed
fear
it.
For your life?
No, I didn't, because I lived there alone. I didn't have my kids or my family there. Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. So I shouldn't go by myself?
I don't know. I mean, you could, but you just got to know where to go. And yeah. I mean, everything sort of like closes at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., you know? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's not much of a nightlife going on there. People are scared, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if that's on my list of places to go.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. And if that's a civilized place and you're scared to go, imagine Kenya.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, my friend, well, Seth travels there all the time. Like,
yeah.
You know.
I guess, okay.
You know.
But you're a beautiful American girl. I don't know how long you'd last there.
Great. Well, I'm going to go with a bunch of people. It's not just me.
I know. I've just given you a hard time.
Thank you for caring about me, Sam. You're such a
Yeah,
sweetheart.
And I'm also talking you out of going to Africa.
I know. You're talking me out of doing something good for people, like building wells. You know, I can't just sit home and watch terrible TV all the time.
That's
I need
true.
To do something good with my life. I
so it's only $5,000 to build a well?
Just,
that's not too bad,
isn't
huh?
that so cheap? And it lasts for 25 years
really?
And gives 400 people water. Like, it's what I love. I mean, Seth Maxwell is the president. He is just, I adore him. I think he's amazing. Mm-hmm. Young kid. He's only 22.
Really?
He started this when he was 19.
Wow.
But what I love about it is it's such a simple concept. Mm-hmm. All it is water. That's
right.
it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what, I mean, I'm involved in other charities as well, but I think this one's so fantastic.
Yeah.
And I love all the people that work with, you know, Thirst. And we have a big gala coming up in June, and we'll talk about it and promote it on here. And
okay. It just sounds like a very cheap solution for water, you know?
It is such a cheap... It's crazy how cheap it is. Like, when Seth... When I met Seth, actually, through this girl that is on 90210, mm-hmm. When I shot it, her and I became friends, and we met at her Christmas party, and he started talking to me about it, and I was like, this is amazing. Like, yes, sign me up.
Mm.
I just thought it was such a simple concept,
yeah.
you know?
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. So I really like that. So that's one of the charities I work with. I also do stuff for ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm.
a friend of mine, one of my best friends, her mom died of Lou Gehrig's in high school. So, yeah, rough. And then I also do some autism stuff because my sister-in-law, her brother is severely autistic.
Wow.
Like, cannot speak, is in a home. So, you know, we do walks and raise money for that. So
everything that's not quite right, you find a cause and you do it, right?
Well,
like a Mother Teresa.
Okay, don't compare me to Mother Teresa, Sam. I am nowhere near there. But, no, these are...
But you care, you know?
Well,
I mean, that's good.
Yeah, these two, I mean, all three of them are close to my heart, but especially two have affected me, you know, personally. So that's why I'm involved in them.
Right.
So I do something good.
Well, good for you. Good for
you.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Oh, thanks, Dad. I just felt like you were my dad for a second.
You better watch it.
No, I mean that in the nicest way.
I know, but you better watch it.
Okay,
I don't like to be reminded I'm 50 years old.
I'm not going to say, Sam, you look damn good for 50.
Thank you, but it's still
it.
50, you know? I mean, it's 50.
Yeah, but you got the whole salt and pepper thing going on.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's hot, I'm telling you. And you know what? The thing about men is the older they get, the hotter they are.
You think so, huh? Some of them.
We'll say some.
Yeah,
I shouldn't say all. Some of them.
Yeah.
But like with women, it's not that way.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right.
Come on. Exactly. We got to do all this stupid plastic surgery so you guys keep interested. And then you don't even want us in the end.
Yeah, they want the 25-year-olds.
I know, the stupid ones. The dumb ones with no brains. It's true, though. But you do. I like the salt and pepper hair.
Thank you. I appreciate it. No,
it's
yeah, you keep complimenting me and you'll get far.
Yes. That's what I plan to do. That is what I plan to do.
Yeah.
So you gave me this book before.
Right.
It's Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, Extraordinary Book of Facts and Bizarre Information. Okay, so the first page I opened it to, it says Sweet Tooth. And there was a fact in here that says, 5 Jell-O flavors that flopped. Okay?
Uh-huh.
The first one, celery. Well, no shit.
Celery Jell-O.
Who the fuck wants to eat celery to begin with?
Oh, my God.
And you would think, who sat down and was like, you know what we should do?
Yeah.
We should do a celery Jell-O because people like that.
Right. And obviously, it's not just one person. So you can imagine a whole committee
sitting
there and they all think, wow, what a great idea.
Right? Like, who was the great salesman there? Seriously. That was like, oh, my God, you guys, this is going to work. But, like, I don't even like eating celery.
Yeah.
I know.
But Jell-O, huh?
Jell-O. So, okay, it's not going to work. So, coffee's the next one.
Coffee, Jell-O? Wow.
I guess I could see that. Cola?
Cola. Okay, I can see that.
Apple. I would have never guessed that. I would think apple would work,
right? Uh-huh.
And chocolate.
Chocolate Jell-O. Yeah, that probably... Yeah.
Really? Why would you?
That makes it a pudding then.
I don't know, but I thought that was so interesting. But what killed me was the celery part.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you know, sometimes you have to wonder who the geniuses are that make these decisions, you know, like movies that flop big time, you know, products that never make it that are like so stupid, you know,
right?
Like the new Coke. Remember when that one came out?
The new Coke?
Yeah.
It was called the new Coke.
The new Coke. Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah. You're so damn young. I can't believe it.
Yes.
I think
Thank
it was in the 90s,
so.
And
it was called the New Coke.
The New Coke. It came out with a new can, new flavor,
right?
And Coca-Cola thought this was like the hottest thing, right? Because I guess they figured they want to taste more like Pepsi, because Pepsi is supposed to be sweeter.
Okay.
And when they would do like taste tests, people would prefer Pepsi.
Right.
So they thought they would change the flavor. The backlash they got from this was like amazing. You know, nobody wanted it. People thought they were being cheated out of their drink and everything.
Right.
You know, all the Coke drinkers. So then Coca-Cola, like a month later, came out with Classic Coke, which is the regular Coke that we know.
Right.
So they had New Coke and Classic Coke, right?
Okay.
And that New Coke didn't last very long.
Huh.
And it's still known as one of the biggest
flops
in business.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah.
This was in the 90s?
Yeah.
Where the hell was I?
80s or 90s, you know?
Where was I?
Yeah, let's see what it says. The New Coke.
Yeah, find it.
When did that come out?
I was too busy being in love with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Actually, it was in the 80s, 1985.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I was five. Cut me a little slack here, Sam. I was 5 years old. Jesus, I don't remember anything.
Well,
when I was five. New Coke, here it is.
So you were born 1980, huh?
I was born 1980.
Wow, I was born in 60, so we're exactly 20 years
Look
apart.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow.
What month?
March.
March.
What about you?
Really? So you just had your birthday?
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Wow. March 3rd is my birthday.
How cool.
Yeah, when's your birthday?
May 10th.
So
May 10th, 1960.
You're a Taurus?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, you're stubborn.
Am I?
No, I don't know. That's what they say.
Yeah, that's
about
what
Tauruses.
They say, but it's true.
My mom's a Taurus, too. Wait, hold on. Bill Cosby did a commercial for New Coke?
For Jell-O?
No.
Oh.
I know that. I know that, Sam.
Did he do
it's
one
a
for
Bill
New Coke?
Cosby New Coke commercial.
Wow.
Okay, then.
Maybe he did, yeah.
Wow, so it really
it's so long
say
ago,
New
man.
Coke.
You're talking 25 years ago.
Do you remember Tab?
Yes, I remember
My
Tab.
My aunts used to drink Tab all the time.
Wow.
That stuff, and they brought it back. It's now back. You know that?
Really? No,
yeah,
I didn't realize
it's back.
That.
I mean, it's not making a huge comeback, because let's be honest, Tab tastes like
crack. Yeah.
Or crack.
Yeah.
I don't know what crack tastes like.
And
but.
Then New Coke came out. The Diet Coke came out.
I love Diet Coke.
Yeah. I know. That's all I drink.
Me too.
Really?
I don't like Pepsi. I like Coke.
Yeah.
Pepsi, I don't know what it is about Pepsi. It's almost like this, it has like a moldy taste to me.
Really?
Does that make any sense? I don't know.
Are you talking about the diet one?
No.
Diet Pepsi? Regular Pepsi?
Both. I think both I just hate.
Mm.
I can't take it. But I'll drink it if that's all I have.
Yeah.
But
no, I drink a lot of Diet Coke, man. I got to cut down a little bit. You know, but I figured, what the hell? I do everything so unhealthy that, you know.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't eat very healthy. You know, I mean, I smoke cigarettes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't go to the gym. I eat okay.
You look great.
Thank you.
Hold on. So you're unhealthy, and yet you yelled at me last week for bringing in donuts. For
I
everybody
didn't yell
to
at
enjoy.
You.
I know.
No,
I'm kidding.
I embraced
I'm
it.
Kidding.
It's just
kidding.
Everybody always, they look at donuts and they go, you know, it's like, I shouldn't be eating this, but everybody eats them, you know?
They're so good, though.
Yeah, I know. They were good.
Is it
good,
really true that they stay in your stomach for 7 years? What's that story?
7 years?
Is that
really?
It? Or did I just
donuts
totally make that up? Or maybe that's gum. What's that stupid myth that goes around? I don't know. Maybe I just made that up. It's
maybe
like,
it is gum. I don't know. But
gum stays in your stomach.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't imagine donuts staying in your system for 7 years. Gum stays in stomach for 7 years.
Really?
Hold on. Let's see if this really is. Oh, it's like an urban legend. Maybe that's not
true.
Yeah,
I think it is.
Maybe I just gave you guys wrong information.
Yeah.
Because I'm full of useless information.
Yeah, just check out your shit. If it's gummy, then you know this.
Yes, that's what I want to do after I go
there.
To the bathroom. I want to look at that. That's awesome, Sam. Maybe you could do that and then, you know, come back to us and tell us.
I know.
Maybe that's not true. Maybe that, I don't know. Maybe people just say stupid shit for no reason.
Maybe people say stupid shit.
Where's my trivia question, Sam?
Your trivia question is, gee, I don't know. I have to come up with it before the show. You know, I can't just off the top of my head, because then I will ask you music questions, and I don't think that's necessarily what we should ask you about, except, you know, give me a category. Do you have a category that you prefer?
I could do movies or music. Please, God, no politics.
Movies and
not
music.
Geography, because we all know that geography is not my strong suit.
Okay.
So I would say music or movies.
Movies, okay.
You know that you can go online and look for trivia questions.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
You want to
think of one. No, I want to go, one of my...
Got it.
Yeah, one that I can remember. Let me see about movies and stuff. I mean,
okay.
I could really stump you with movies, because there's some obscure ones that you may not have seen, you know?
There we go.
Yeah.
You could do
so
it.
So you want that?
Yeah, let's bring it. Bring
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
In the meantime,
there was a movie a few years ago with Kevin Costner and Anthony Quinn, and it took place in Mexico. And if you remember, his wife was having an affair with Kevin Costner, and then the husband was coming after Kevin Costner. Do you remember what movie that was?
Oh my God, no.
It's called Revenge, and. You see?
Revenge.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a million movies that you may
I've
not have
seen. I've never
seen
that.
Yeah. But it's a really cool movie, man.
Is it? Is he? Is Kevin Costner good in it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's good in it.
I only liked him in one movie.
Which one?
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, you liked him in that one? You know what movie was good is No Way Out. Do you remember that movie?
No, I've never seen it.
He was like a Russian spy. That was the twist of the movie.
Okay.
Because he was like in the military intelligence in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole twist was that he ended up being a Russian spy.
Oh.
In that. So that was
fancy.
Pretty cool. And I'm not
really a huge fan of him.
Yeah.
But Matt Field of Dreams.
I think he's very handsome, you know, and
he is a good looking guy.
Yeah, he's very good.
I mean,
good
I wouldn't
looking.
Throw him on the bed.
No.
But I'm just saying, as far as acting goes, he's not, I don't know. I don't buy him all the time.
No.
What
no.
was that? He was in JFK, right?
Yeah.
And he did that terrible accent.
Did he?
Oh,
I didn't even
God.
See that one, yeah.
Well, because the Kennedys had a very
yeah, like
East
a Boston
Coast.
Accent.
Well, yeah, it was like an
Boston.
East Coast kind of Boston-y
right.
accent, and he tried it, and it was just a mess.
It was terrible.
It was so bad. And I don't know. I just can't. And Waterworld, that was a disaster.
That was bad. That was a bad movie.
What was this? Oh, Vote. Swing Vote. That was like his most recent film, right? Swing Vote?
Swing Vote? I don't even remember that one. You see, you could have asked me about that one. I wouldn't have known
the
answer.
Yeah, well, I didn't see it either, so I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to waste your time with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you asked me one that I didn't know.
But let's see. We just watched a movie the other night that I... we sort of like shut it off in the middle because it wasn't that great. But there was a recent movie with Bruce Willis, his latest film. Do you know what it was called?
Oh, my God. No.
Red.
Oh, yes, with Helen Mirren. And,
right.
God, it was a big cast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was
and,
it good?
Morgan Freeman was in there.
Yep.
And no, it wasn't that great, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, Red stands for Retired Extremely Dangerous. And he was like a former CIA, FBI type of a thing.
Okay.
And then, yeah, he was being chased and stuff, but we just couldn't get into it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's not just
yeah,
a good
I've
movie.
Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews about it.
Yeah, so in the future, don't ask for movie trivia, because there's
okay.
too much going on there.
Okay, note to self. Well, you can come up with some good questions for me then,
yeah.
for tomorrow. Do you want to know what I did this weekend?
Sure.
You didn't ask me.
Yeah, I know. How rude of me,
kidding.
Huh?
Just kidding. Just give me...
Yeah.
I didn't even have
had a lot
exciting.
Of sex or anything?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. Nothing. There was... Like, I mean, it was really mellow weekend, but I went and saw a play on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Eh. Let me say, my friend was the assistant director and the choreographer.
Uh-huh.
He did an amazing job. The actors were incredible. I just didn't like the play, and it was by Sam Shepard. I was just, it's called The Unseen Hand. I mean, I should be promoting this.
Mm-hmm.
They did an amazing job. Like, I recommend for people to see it. I just wasn't a fan of the actual just script, the actual play.
Right. You didn't like the plot?
Yeah, wasn't in it, but it was amazing. But my friend Dan, really talented guy, really talented actor, director, he was telling me, maybe I just think this is funny, but this is pretty hilarious. So he's a black guy from Alabama, right?
Mm-hmm.
His mom's a single mother.
Uh-huh.
Now, just imagine the stereotypical mother, black mother from Alabama.
Right.
Okay? She's everything that you're thinking.
Really?
So he tells me, we were talking about just catching up, and I was asking him how his mom was and whatever, and he tells me these stories. He goes, well, my mom got... a cell phone over the weekend, which this reminds me of my mother, which maybe we'll have to talk about tomorrow. But he was like, my mom got a cell phone like a couple weeks ago, and she started texting me.
Mm-hmm.
She was, oh my God, like I know how to text, but all the texts she's sending me are in Japanese.
Really?
So he's like, what the hell is she doing?
Whoa.
So he was so busy, so he didn't call her for a couple days, and finally he called her, and he was like, Mom, you know that all the texts that you're sending me are in Japanese, right? And she's like, damn it! Now I have to go back to T-Mobile. Like, she was so pissed, right? So then Dan's laughing, because he's like, this is so ridiculous. Like, my mom's crazy. Then his mom proceeds to go, honey, do you know Oprah's address? And he was like, what? And she goes, I need Oprah's address. I need to write her a letter. I need it. Do you have it? Can you get it for me? He's like, Mom, what do you need Oprah's address for? I don't just Santa Barbara. It'll get to her. Just look it up. Right.
Right.
And she goes, because I need to write her and I need to tell her Look, I'm getting all black right now. And my head is moving around, if you guys can see. And I am such a white girl, and I'm getting all black right now. And she's all like, honey, I need to write her a letter, and I need to tell her that she is missing out on a star, my son. And he was like, oh, my God. Mom, what is wrong with you? She was dead serious. She actually wrote Mel Gibson a letter.
Really?
After she saw Passion of the Christ.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, first of all, Mel, I hated Passion of the Christ. You got it all wrong. Jesus was black. And she tells him this, writes him a letter. Jesus was black and that he screwed it up and he should have cast Dan, her son, in the role.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm in love with his mother. Yeah. I think we should call her sometime on the show.
Wow, she sounds like a character.
Right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so my weekend was pretty mellow, just dogs and life.
Sounds cool. Okay, that's why I didn't ask you about it, because it sounded boring.
Yep, thank you, okay. Sam. I love you too. Awesome.
All right, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining
Sam.
Me yet once again. Everybody, thank you for joining us.
Thanks,
we'll be back
guys.
Here tomorrow.
Have a good one.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.